الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وقوت الأرواح وغذائها وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness there is no deity save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant, his messenger, mercy to all the worlds. Dear brothers and sisters, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Establish the prayer and give the due charity. And whatever you put forth of goodness, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-seeing, with and acquainted with all what you do. In Surah Al-Najm, Allah says, وَأَن لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. And that man has only that for which he or she makes effort, and that his effort will be seen, and afterward he will be repaid for it in full. The subject of my khutbah today is about volunteerism. The concept of volunteerism, dear brothers and sisters, is a great virtue, and it is a special social deed that one's can afford to give for the society and the community that he or she lives in. It is self-motivated, non-profit effort. And it is well-grounded in the teachings of Islam. And all revealed religions and cultures all insist in giving time an effort for charity and to participate in volunteerism. People have been spending a lot of time and money to help others, to help those who are in need, who are less fortunate, and without expecting any compensation. This is what Islam teaches us as Muslims. According to a study, the National Center of Charitable Statistics, NCCS, there is 1.5 million nonprofit organizations registered in the US alone. And that's how we measure ourselves as Muslims, as good community members for nonprofit effort to help others who are in need, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, or gender. This is what Islam teaches us. Historically, in the religion, all prophets, peace be upon them, were volunteers, and they emphatically stressed the need for volunteerism. Although they were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver the message to humanity, to worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, They were chosen because they were fitting in that character. But besides that, besides the religion aspect of it, all prophets have done a lot of social activities and volunteerism to help others in need, like any human being. Our example is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to mention two instances that happened even before he had the revelation. He received the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is Hilf al-Fudul, the pack of virtues. Most of us know what Hilf al-Fudul is, but I'm going to give a brief mention. Hilf al-Fudul is one of the four packs that was held in Quraysh before Islam era. And this pack is about 590 AD. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 20 years old. He participated, and that pack is to guarantee the right of those who are oppressed, who are unjustly treated, whether they were from Mecca at the time or outside Mecca. And the instance that one of the tribe of Qais, as a merchant, came to Mecca and he sold his merchandise to Al-As ibn Wa'il. And he was one of the leaders of Quraysh in Mecca. When the time comes for payment, he came to ask for his payment and he was denied. He said, "You have nothing. I'm not going to pay you anything." So the man went to Mecca, Kaaba, where all leaders of Quraysh were standing and meeting. And he said, "I was unjustly treated by one of you. I need my right." Although they were, let's say, non-Muslims, to say the least, they held a meeting and they said, "We will grant that right for that man, and we will form a pact," and they call it Hilf al-Fudul, for anyone who was unjustly treated, whether he was from Mecca or outside Mecca. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by virtue of being part of the family of Quraysh, the leader of Quraysh, he participated. And he was 20 years old. He was young. And if you will, you can put a parable that this pack is like a non-profit organization, that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, invested his time, his effort, at early years of his age, to participate. And later on, when he became the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that, "I witnessed the pack of virtues with my uncles, and I would participate again if I was invited, even in Islam." So the idea of giving your time and money and effort for a cause that will help humanity is part of our religion, is part of our aqidah, our faith. The second instance is happened also before Islam, when the great battle, or after the battle, the people were, a tribe of Quraysh wanted to put the black stone after building the Kaaba, remodeling it. They wanted to put the black stone in the corner where it belongs. And it was an honor for anyone who would hold that black stone and put it in place. And the tribes were almost fighting. And the Prophet ﷺ volunteered with his smart attitude and thinking to resolve this dilemma by asking all the tribes' leaders to hold his garment, to put the stone on it, and everyone held it from a corner, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put the stone in place. That's the example of volunteerism, and that's how we should be imitating our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says in Surah Al-Anbiya, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وكانوا لنا عابدين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the prophets, that we have made the prophets leaders, guide with our will and our guidance, and we revealed to them to do goodness, the doing of goodness, to establish the prayer, and to give charity, and they were worshipping us alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting together volunteerism, establishing prayer, which is the main part of our faith, and giving the zakat. Dear brothers and sisters, zakat does not really reflect only paying money. Zakat can be of your spare time. If you are knowledgeable, if you are a professional, donate your time for those who are less fortunate. If you are strong enough to carry things and move stuff, help those who are in need. This is your zakat of time and your effort. This is our zakat. In my opinion, all professionals have to assign a day or less than a day to volunteer once a month or more. It's like we have the Ummah Clinic in Los Angeles that need a lot of effort to help the community, not only the Muslim brothers and sisters, but the community who are in need, humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Khalqu Iyalullah. وأكرمكم وأقربكم إلى الله أفضلكم لعياله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that all creatures are the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the closest of you to Allah are those who do good deeds and to honor human beings and humanity and the creatures. This means to develop our livelihood either by donating our money or our efforts to help those who are in need. And this will apply the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, all believers to one another is like one body. If one organ is stricken by disease or sickness, the rest of the organs answers with sleepless nights and fever. This is how we build the community, regardless of race, religion, gender, and color. This will reflect the love of our brothers and sisters, the love of our country, the love of our community, devotion in giving without coercion. This is who we are. Allah says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ, that whoever does an atom worth of goodness, he or she will find it in the day of judgment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, when we deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing goes to waste, dear brothers and sisters. Nothing goes to waste. What we give in this life, whether it was worship, zakat, or prayer, recitation of Quran, or helping others, helping those who are in need. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, O Prophet of Allah, who is the best loved by Allah? And the Prophet answered, the one who is more beneficial to humanity or human beings. He didn't say that's for the Muslims, to humanity at large. And he said, what is the best deed loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Prophet answered, the best of deeds is to give people and to make them feel happy. To make them feel happy. Some people say, they forget your name. They forget what you do for a living. But rest assured, they will never forget how you made them feel. Whether happiness or sadness, they will never forget. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who give happiness for others in need, to feel the tranquility and the love of humanity in our heart. Ameen. Astaghfirullah. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. The rest of the hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that to walk with a brother who is in need, to fulfill his need, to make him feel, make him or her feel good, is like better for me than a total seclusion in masjidi, in my mosque in Medina for 1 month. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So volunteerism, dear brothers and sisters, is part of our deed, our creed, our belief as Muslims. We establish prayer, we give zakat. Those two are hand in hand in every ayah that mentioned in the Quran. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. This is what we need to emphasize. There are too many examples of how to give your time for the community. We have brothers and sisters who are retired. They can give from their time to the mosque, to organizations, to the hospitals, to any organization that is non-profit. And the main issue is not to discriminate. We cannot discriminate because we are all the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to give to help those who are in need. So when we are in need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send someone to help us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna. Allahumma aafina wa'afu anna. Allahumma tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Allahumma shfi mardana. وارحم موتانا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم والله we ask you to help those who are in need والله we ask you to heal those who are sick and to have mercy on those who passed away before us يا أرحم الراحمين وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة